Hey, 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 welcome to the Top 10 Countdown with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo on Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio, and the Discord Suspect Sky Music Enjoyment Chat Room. Hey, doggy, Gigi's Boo. Everybody had me scared. They had me scared. They said the time machine crashed. I didn't know if we'd successfully arrived in 1959 or not. How you doing?
Yeah, well, we're here.
We're here. You're all present or accounted for. So what have you been up to, Gigi's Boo?
Not one thing.
Okay, you're a little bit low. Try it again.
Not one thing.
Not one thing. It's just a
not
thing.
One thing.
It's a thing. And see, we have a whole bunch of folks over at the RLM IRC chat room. Hello, all you fellas and gals and whoever's. You have to be careful nowadays, Gigi's Boo.
I know.
Wait, like 37 different genders now or something like that. Or Heinz 57. I'm not sure which it is.
Oh, God, they're crazy.
I mean, who would have thought? You talk about living in a clown world. But anyway.
That's the truth.
Yeah, over there at the Discord Suspect Sky Music Enjoyment Chat, I know for a fact we have five musics in the house. He's posted some type of link bump in.
You broke up a little bit, Gary.
Well, I don't know. Everything's good on this end, unless the internet is acting up. Could be. Won't you say something, see if I'm having a problem hearing.
Can everybody in the chat room hear me all right?
Okay.
I'm hearing Gary break a little bit.
I'm hearing fine. Everybody hearing fine? I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? And one neat thing about 1959, other than the fact that it's the last year of the 1950s, which means next week we'll have the best of the 50s. I don't know. We'll have to fly through those or maybe go a little bit longer or something. I have to check with Grimnir on that. Okay. Thanks, damn Van Meter. And Hal says, I hear you use twos, and I know good and well you're not from up there. So, I know for a fact you're not. Okay. Alrighty. So, I guess everything's doing okay, but I guess we might have to run a little bit longer to be up to Grimnir. See if that's okay. We can run through songs. Just play songs, not a whole bunch of jibber-jabber like we normally do, which we'll probably have to do tonight because there's nothing extraordinary about any of the songs tonight to really focus on, and there are only 11 of them. So we didn't have... Uh-oh. We have a music critic in the background here.
That's that Sadie. Used to be Atticus, now it's Sadie.
Yeah, Sadie. Should be all right. All right, why don't we just go ahead and go to the number 10 song and get this party started. And who ever heard of the Fleetwoods? Anyone heard of the Fleetwoods? Right, they actually have two songs in the top 10 this year. And the number 10 song by the Fleetwoods is called Mr. Blue. Let's listen to that.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. If you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue. I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you love me, then prove it by going out on the sly, proving your love. Sorry, then turn around at home at night. Right by the phone at night.
Right by the
but
phone.
But you won't call. And I won't hurt my pride. Call me Mr. I won't tell you. While you paint the town. A bright red to turn it upside down. I'm painting it too, but I'm painting it blue. Call me Mr. Blue. Call me Mr. Blue.
Yeah, Mr. Blue by the Fleetwoods. That song actually reached number one on the top 100 in November 1959, but settled its way back down to number 10. I think maybe along with a lot of other people, I am more familiar with some of the covers of that song, maybe the Frankie Avalon cover, maybe the Bobby Vinton cover in 1963. And let's see, who else covered that song? Probably it's the Bobby Vinton cover that he did on his album Blue on Blue. That's probably why that it's. I recognize the song, but not the version. You know what I mean, Judy Spoo?
Yeah, I think several people redid that.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a whole long list of people who covered it. And David Macbeth covered it, and former boxer Mike Preston covered it.
Good grief.
Yeah, let's see. Who else? Classics 4 covered it on their album Traces in 1969. Italian singer Mina for her album Baby Gate album in 1974. And 1975, David Bromberg covered it. Country singer Garth Brooks even covered it in 1990. And, not to leave out Bob Dylan, he recorded the song in 67. So that song's been around a little bit. It's kind of a nice song, I guess. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Gigi Spoo, what happened in the news back around 1959 here? We got some stuff going on. Let's see. And one thing I noticed was odd, the federal debt actually went down from 1958. Went down about $20 billion, actually. I don't know if the bankers were asleep at the switch or something. I don't know what happened. Unemployment rate, though, popped up 2% from the previous year. Although, in one source, I read that it was actually coming back down from where it had reached. Okay, movie tickets jumped up in price. They went up to a dollar. They pay a dollar. How much it costs to go to a movie now, Gigi Spoo?
I haven't been to one in a long, long time. I think it's about $16.
Good googly moly.
Yeah, really, here, around here it is. Now, the matinees, if you can catch a theater that still offers matinees, you can go for a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
But I don't do that because eventually they're going to release them on Amazon Prime or
that's
Netflix,
right.
And you're going to see them.
That's right.
Cheap.
Or you can hijack them somewhere else.
Same yeah.
Way. Yeah, that happens. Not that anybody would actually do that, you see.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, a loaf of bread, I think, was 20 cents last week, too, and last year, I guess you'd say, 1958. Yeah, you know, that is a problem, Grimnir. I think I'm beyond trainable. You know, when you get to a certain point in your life, you're not going to be trained for anything. But yeah, Hal Atkins, he learned to be a good old boy. Unless he decides he wants to start singing, and then all bets are off at that point.
Oh, God. Fire trucks and things. Sometimes he don't pay him any attention, but when he does, he's going to sing for 15 minutes at the most.
That's right. Yeah. And who likes, well, I mean, everybody likes a grilled cheese sandwich, right?
Oh, I do.
So just think, for a loaf of bread at 20 cents, and also you can buy a package of Kraft cheese slices for 32 cents. Now, in 1959, that was real cheese, unlike the plasticized version that they have now. So for 52 cents, you'd have enough material to make how many slices of bread are there in a pack usually? What do you think?
I have no idea.
You know that?
You talking about bread or you talking about that cheese?
Well, could be. I guess you, that's a good question. Now,
the cheese, I think there's about 12 slices in it, aren't they?
I think there's more.
Last time we had some Kraft cheese slices here, our niece Novalee had them and they were sort of you could tell they were plastic.
Oh, yeah.
She was throwing them, trying to get them to stick on the side of the car, and they'd bounce off. She's so mad. That girl's grown up, and she painted our tires.
Yeah.
She'd get Gary. She got mine, and she took spray paint and painted spokes in my vehicle tires, and then wanted me to drive her up and down Main Street so everybody could see her, and she could look at them in them big wind, and she's a hot man.
Lord of hell. Well, on that note, let's go to number 9 here. Here's one I think is mostly familiar to folks. Kansas City, Wilbert Harrison.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City, come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. I'm Kansas City wine. Well, I might take the train, I might take the plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, but you know, yeah, what's that? Gotta find a brand new baby. That's the reason why. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one.
Crazy women. You know, Gigi, dude, we don't allow us no crazy women, do we? What do you think?
No, I don't.
No crazy women's. Yeah, we've been doing, the folks over at Real Liberty Media IRC chat been doing a little calculating, reckless calculating, and found out that there are 24 slices of bread in a loaf of bread. So that
12
would
12 slices of cheese, so that would make one.
Yeah. And that would coincide with your 12 slices, which would make 12 sandwiches for 52 cents. And Grimner correctly stated that you need butter, so let's see how much butter. Not telling me anything, that bunch of. They're heathens, I'm telling you, they're heathens. We're going to find out what the price of butter was. Let's go ahead and keep looking here. Food timeline. Historic food prices. No, we don't need to go to the 1600s. I hope. Let's see.
Well, you know, I don't think we do.
Well, they skip that time. Now, what in the world? What's the big secret about the price of butter?
I would think in the 50s, people maybe bought some butter at the grocery store, but you still had people in rural areas that sold milk and butter and eggs.
Yeah.
So it probably wouldn't be listed because everybody had a different price.
Yeah, you're probably right, because I'm having a heck of a time finding a listing for butter price. Huh. Kraft cheese, I mean, we're talked about that. Oh, well, you could eat that nasty plastic margarine for 19 cents for a pound. Whew.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
No.
So let's do a little reckless prognostication here. So if margarine was 19 cents, I mean, butter was a little more expensive, right?
Yeah,
so,
I would think so.
So maybe 23 cents for a pound of butter. So that kind of, well, you wouldn't use a whole pound of butter to make 12. Well, you might. 12 grilled cheese sandwiches. So anyway, you're still within a dollar for 12. 1 gallon of lard for a nickel, Hal says over at the chat room.
That's a lot of frying.
You ain't lying.
Making biscuits with it, too.
You know, it's funny.
Boy, lard makes good biscuits.
I was just going to say, it's funny how lard has been demonized, I guess, over time. But fact is, current studies suggest that lard's actually better than a lot of the stuff that people
eat. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I make our own butter. I take cream and I make it into our butter.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let's see, 17 minutes in. Let's see. I better run another song here, Gigi's Boo Boy. Now, this is a good one, number 8. Number 8, I think most everyone will like, and it's the second song in the top 10 by the Fleetwoods. And it's called, this interesting story about this song. Let's go ahead and tell it now, Gigi's Boo. The name of the song is Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods. It's a nice song. But the head of the label didn't like the original name of it, which was just Come. He actually thought that might be considered a little too risque for the time. So they changed the name to Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods.
Dum-dum, dum-do-dum, loo-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-do-dum, loo-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-do-dum, loo-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-do-dum, loo-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-do-dum,
darling,
I need to save you so much. On a field, you're all.
Gee-Gee's Blues. Do you like that song? Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods. You like that?
I think it's very pretty.
It was a pretty song. Yeah, I remember that song. I kind of like that song at the time. But you know what time it is? It's time for our first contest. Yeah, we got... I think we're going to mix things all up tonight. And here's the question for the first contest. For all the money in the world, prize fine door number 3. The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences sponsored this very first ceremony for music that was recorded in 1958. The first event took place in 1959. Who knows what that was?
It'll lag a little bit.
Okay. Alrighty, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences sponsored this very first ceremony in 1959 for music that was recorded in 1958. Do we have anybody on board here that has an idea what that might have been? They still go on today. There's a hint. Yep. Alright. Anybody? Going once, going twice. Oh no, it doesn't seem like we got a winner.
Aww.
How about the Grammy Award ceremony? Oh no, who's like shaking her head saying, The Grammys. Very first Grammy Awards in 1959. Based on songs that were recorded in 1958. Oh, well, I was hoping somebody would get that. You see, this is what happens when Moose Girl's not here at Gigi's Booth, because these are ones I think she would get.
She'd hop on, huh?
I think maybe so. I think that might be the case. Okay, well, let's jump on over to number 7 here. The Three Bells. This one, we were listening to it last night, not before, I guess.
Yeah.
And I could not remember this song.
Oh, it's beautiful. Okay. One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's done by the Browns, called Three Bells, number 7.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love.
Boom, 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 boom. All the chapel bells were ringing. 'Twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
From the village hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away.
Boom, 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 boom. Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town,
that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation. May his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
The Three Bells by the Browns. And I don't know how I don't know this song. It was originally written in 1939 by a Swiss artist. Okay. It was based on a French language song. And over the years, the people who covered this are legion, including Brian Poole and the Tremolos, Ken Parker, Ray Charles, Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash and the Carter Family, the Tokens, Floyd Kramer, Chet Atkins, Andy Williams, also recorded in Dutch and in Italian and in Spanish. It was recorded by Decca Records in 1951 by the Andrews Sisters. So I don't know, Gigi's Boo. How did I not know that?
I don't know. Because Mother has it on the tape. She played it a lot. It used to make me cry.
Yeah. I can see where it might. I noticed over at the RLM chat, I dropped out. Server disconnected, so I reconnected. Now I am in there under a as a split personality. Gary L. 2. Gary L. will drop.
World can take two of
them. Oh, no, God, no, please. Okay, let's move a little quicker here. Oh, how about now? Dream Lover's a nice song. Bobby Darin. I think we all like that song.
How about dance? Any time to that one.
Yeah, that's the number six song, 1959.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way. A girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms. 'Cause I want a girl.
Dreaming Alone, Gigi's Boo. Dream Lover. Yeah, Bobby Darin, 1959, number six. You like
there's
that
a
song?
Little... Go ahead.
No, I see you like that song.
There's a little story to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bobby Darin fell in love with pretty blonde Sandra Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they divorced. He died at a pretty early age because he had a heart problem. But they interviewed both of them before they both passed away, and she would not say one thing bad about him, and he would not her. And the thing about it is, I thought that was amazing. She never married again. He did. He married, I think, 3 times total. And she never did do well after he died. Their son, Dodd, just kind of watched after.
Well,
I thought that was very interesting that that love was there, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, we forget these are people too, although it seems like the attention is given to so many of the ones who are out on the edge a little bit, I guess you'd say. But I think for by and large, these are just like regular people, just like anyone else. And they just get blown up to be bigger than life. All right, but speaking of bigger than life, how about this next chance to win all the money in the world, prize behind door number 2? I think this one might be a little bit easier. Okay, you ready, folks? The second contest. This fashion doll made its debut at the American International Toy Fair in New York in 1959. What's the name of the doll? The name
Hugh
of the,
Hefner. Here's a hint.
I don't think we need a hint. Yeah, Grimner nailed it. The Barbie doll.
Winner.
Yeah, that doll that made so many women of the time feel insecure because it's bizarre. I guess you'd say
measurements.
Yeah, bizarre.
In real life, it's not ever happened.
Yeah, Grimner won it with the Barbie doll. Maybe we should give him a gold-plated Barbie doll. I wonder what. No, I don't think he'd go for that.
I don't know gold-plated Barbie doll.
Ooh, I lost your volume.
I said he doesn't want a gold-plated Barbie doll.
You're still a bit low. Don't know what happened.
I don't know.
There you are. Now you're back. Now you're back. I don't know what's up. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, I guess that's now, you know, they must have Barbie dolls in 32 genders or 57 genders. What do you think?
Yeah, no, they don't, but that beetle hit it. I was going to give them another hint. Barbie was also a centerfold for Hugh Hefner, Barbie Benton.
Barbie Benton, that's right. I wonder if Barbie was actually her name, you know, when you think about it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go on. Number 5, 1959. Lonely Boy, Paul Anka.
find a little girl for me to thrill. A girl who wants my kisses and my arms. A girl with all the charms of you. Venus makes her fair. A lovely girl with sunlight in her hair. And takes the brightest stars up in the sky and place them in her eyes for me.
Avalon, the number 4 song, preceded by the number 5 of Lonely Boy by Paul Anka. And I think we had to go back into the chat again. I keep getting disconnected in the chat room, Gigi Spoo. What's going on? Atticus pulling plugs over there?
Oh, no, something just knocking you out. knocking you out.
I think it's Atticus. I think he's pulling wires or something over there. You gotta keep an eye on that old boy.
Yeah, you're hot, man.
He likes to disconnect things. What are some of the other funny things that went on in 1959? Let's see, Alaska was admitted to the Union along with Hawaii. So the 49th and 50th states came into the Union in 1959. And they had this big hoorah about rumors of cheating on quiz shows. Ooh, turned into a national scandal when game show contestant Charles Van Dorn admitted to a congressional hearing that he had been given questions and answers in advance. And the name of that show was 21. I think most people remember something about that, maybe. Let's see here. This was a funny one that came up. On the 8th of June, 1959, a submarine, the USS Barbaro, SS-317-6, participate in an experiment in conjunction with the United States Postal Service to transport mail by a Regulus cruise missile. the real story to that was that it was a gimmicky thing by the Postmaster General, whatever he is, that he wrote all these letters, had them placed inside this cruise missile, and all these letters were addressed to all different political levels, politicians at different levels, presidents, vice presidents, things like that. And was trying to make a splash, so to speak, by having them fired out of a cruise missile. And I can't remember the overall cost of that, but it was in the multiple millions of dollars to pull that stunt. So isn't that interesting, Gigi's Boo? A couple of different shows started up in 1959. These were probably made good questions. The premiere of Bonanza, the first regularly scheduled TV program presented in color. That was in September 1959. In October 1959, Rod Serling, not to be outdone, he began the anthology series The Twilight Zone. And that was on CBS. And let's see, We're just going to skip all the sports stuff. But Gigi's Boo, you like the movies. What kind of movies came out in 1959?
Oh, one of my favorite movies came out. It was stars Marilyn Monroe and Tony Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Some Like It Hot. That was a very good movie, and it was a little risque and places, but it was also a comedy.
Yeah.
And it was really good. And you had Ben-Hur, North by Northwest, Anatomy of a Murder, and A Room at the Top. Those were the top movies.
Yeah.
1958.
All of those I'm familiar with, except for the last one, Room at the Top. I can't recall that.
That sounds like Alfred Hitchcock to me.
Well,
something the heavy do.
Could be. North by Northwest was a Hitchcock one, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look that up, that Room at the Top, and see who was behind that one. Don't know. So where are we at in the song list? Number, we can drag on here a second. So we did the twofer there to buy a little time. So let's just take a, I can do that. Gigi's Boo, talk a minute about IMDb, a Room at the Top. Thank you, Grimner. Grimner's trying to look it up here.
I never saw that one. I know I saw Ben-Hur.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, Charlton Heston played in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about the others, but I do know.
All right, here we
that
go.
That I like.
Here we go.
Some Like It Hot.
A Room at the Top. No, I don't know. I've never heard of any of these people. It starred Lawrence Harvey. Simone Signoret was kind of vaguely familiar. Heather Sears. Written by Neil Patterson, John Blaine, Mordecai Richler. I don't know.
I don't either.
No, I don't know. But maybe that was their loss leader for 1959. I don't know. Before we get in trouble here, let's go on to number three. No, let's don't. Wait. We got to do the final Jeopardy question, Gigi. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot.
Okay.
We can't go without doing that. And this one, I know you're going to get this one. There's no doubt in my mind. Okay. Put on your thinking caps, everyone, because how would we phrase this? There was a
catastrophic
plane crash in 1959 that dramatically affected the music industry. Who was on board that airplane? Also called The Day the Music Died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a plane crash.
I've done a lot of research on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Especially the Big Bopper's son. They were going to put a big statue up in the cemetery honoring him, but it was in the part of the cemetery he was in part of the cemetery that only allowed for memorial plaques. So they exhumed him, and he called one of the doctors, very well-known doctor that you see on TV all the time that does autopsy. And he asked him, he said, "Will you do an autopsy on my father?" See, the Big Bopper was a good way from the plane when they found him. He was the father's from. And he said, yes. And he said, when they exhumed it, they gave him a minute to look at his father because he'd only seen pictures. And he stood there and they gave him a while. But when he said, there was no way that I could do an autopsy on organs and everything. And he said, I did a CT scan And the reason that he wanted it done, they had the farmer where the plane had crashed, there had been a .22 pistol found, and it had been fired. And he wanted to know if maybe somebody had fired at his daddy and killed him, or a fuss and started, and that's why it crashed. But there was no sign at all of any gunshot wound to the big bopper. But there was not any bone in his body, including the middle ear, that was not broken.
Hmm.
Just put him in a new coffin, and the doctor said he was very well preserved to have been dead that long. And so they interned him in the cemetery where he could have the big statue.
Yeah.
And, you know, for years, and I'll shut up after this, you know, for years that Waylon Jennings suffered with guilt because he swapped seats with, was it Richie Valis or Buddy? I don't know. But anyway, he said, I hope you freeze to death on the bus. And he said, Jen, I hope your plane crashes.
Mm-hmm.
And when he heard it, he was devastated. And it took him years to get over that.
Yeah.
Just recently, before his death, he had finally made some peace with it.
Yeah. So that was on the 3rd of February, 1959. The crash took the lives of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, or J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
In a day, the music died, called Plane Crash Near Clear Lake, Iowa. And Bye-bye, American Pie kind of covers that bass, doesn't it? Okay, time to move on to number three. I think most people know this song, Personality, Lloyd Price.
Oh, over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool.
Has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Got someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the way to dare. Five will get you ten, old Mackie's back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy done something rash? And then he's diver.
Ho, ho!
Yes, to get tawdry. Ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Down. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line falls on the right, babe, not that Maggie.
The number three song, Personality, Lloyd Prince, and they just heard the number two song, Mac the Knife by Bobby Darin. I wonder how many times that song has been sung in Las Vegas, Gigi's Boo. What do you think?
Oh, thousands of times.
Yeah, a whole lot of people done this song. We're going to move kind of quickly here as we kind of got a little long-winded, I guess. That's okay. We do
I'm
this.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. We both contribute to that. So it's time for you to spin the wheel, as everyone knows. We always pick a song from the 100 of top 100 of 1959 this year, and we'll pick a song based on the number that comes up on the wheel. You ready to spin? Gigi's Boo.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Oh, a nice one came up. Number 87 from 1959. And I think a lot of people will like this song, Endlessly by Brooke Benton.
Oh.
Higher than the highest mountain and deeper than the deepest sea. That's how I will love you, oh darling, endlessly. Softer than the gentle breezes, and stronger than the wild oak tree. That's how I will hold you, oh darling, endlessly. Oh my love, you are my heaven, you are my kingdom, my crown. Oh, my love, you're all I pray for. You were made for the
Yeah, a beautiful song there, Jeannie's Boo. You done good. You done good. Number 87, Endless Lee, Brooke Benton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's that time for us to bail out. And remember, next week will be the best of the 50s. So we'll see how, you know, see how long we roll with that. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to Top 10 Countdown, Gary Allen, Jeezy's Boo on Real Liberty Media and over on the Discord, Music Enjoyment Chat. Jeezy's Boo, what you got?
I want to say good night to everybody and remember to tell everybody that you love them, that you do. And I want you to remember this. A heart is not judged by how much you love, but by how much you are loved by others. And that's very true.
Yes,
good night.
Is. All righty. Well, I don't know how this song got to be number one, but it was a big hit. The Battle of New Orleans. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made their bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we made their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Go down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. Go down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.